This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Fighting the spread of COVID-19 has meant closing buildings, limiting gatherings, and pushing more of life's routines outside. But as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, those precautions are putting some of Austin's most vulnerable people in danger of another growing threat, extreme summer heat.
Ask people camped on Cesar Chavez Street by the Terrazas Branch Library how it's going, and you won't be surprised by the answer.
It's hot, very, very hot.
This is George. He didn't want to give his last name. He says he's been living on Austin streets for about a year. And since this summer came, staying cool has gotten a lot harder. Pools are closed. A lot of indoor public spaces are shutting down or limiting entry.
We used to go cool off in the library, but
the library has been closed for months.
They got HEB and all these other places open. Why? How come we can't go in the library and use the computers? You know, at least give us a chance to get out the heat.
The answer is COVID-19. The pandemic means that a lot of unofficial cooling centers, like libraries, are closed. And the official emergency cooling centers have also not opened this year, while city officials weigh the dangers of the virus against the dangers of the heat.
We are identifying the best places to make it work.
This is Ashley Hawes. She's an epidemiologist with Austin Public Health.
Some of that is taking more time than we expected, just because the nature of the virus and safety for employees, as well as for the people coming to visit.
She says so far, the city has not seen more heat-related illnesses than what's considered average. But if there is a big spike, it could prompt them to open emergency cooling locations. They're looking at large spaces like rec centers and city parks.
There's been a few that have been identified that we might use more strategically due to the fact that we can do temperature checks, we can do all these things, but we also need to make sure they're wearing masks and social distancing and the number of people in there.
There are also beds at local shelters, but not enough for everyone. And some people I talk to don't feel safe in those places. That means they've got to find other ways of staying cool. Like this solution by Charlton Schreiber.
I don't know what to do anymore. You know, like you found me right now taking a bath right now in Town Lake. You're not even supposed to swim here.
Schreiber's been sleeping in a downtown park, but when he needs to, he knows some secluded spots for a quick dip. He says even without indoor cooling centers, he thinks the city could do more for people outside.
Why can't we have like a snow cone? Snow cone really cools you down. And maybe have a picnic for everybody, like, you know, ice day or whatever, you know.
And back at the camp near the library on Cesar Chavez, George says there are still other cooling options out there.
Jump on a bus, metro, you know, yeah. The buses are helpful. You know, we find a lot of shade. The trees are our friends. You know, God put trees here for us to keep shade.
But shade isn't always enough. August is typically Austin's hottest month, and meteorologists expect this summer and fall to be hotter than normal. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.